With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
Here we go, yo.
Hear
that? How do you do?
Hear that?
What's that now?
It just fell out of my pocket. That, my friend, is a dog bag. Okay.
Yes.
And you've had problems with cats, you'll hear it in today's podcast. But I've been having a problem with my a pet of my own. There's a family who've moved into the estate recently. What?
You're starting to talk a little bit like that. I have a pet of my own.
Pet of my own. So I've got a dog, right? And yeah. This new family moved in, and I first met this man because my dog ran into his house. Not into his garden, into his actual gaff.
Okay, and is he okay with that?
Don't know, hard to tell. Right. Bit of translation issues.
Okay.
Last night, the same dog ran up to the same man, who's now bringing out his bins, and this time his front door wasn't open, so she didn't go in there. But his side gate was open because we let his bins out.
Oh dear.
So I'm with another neighbour, they have a dog, we're chatting, and this other neighbour, who I know better, can speak the same language as this man. Don't even want to say where he's from because I don't want to give away any information.
So the dog goes in through the back?
But before my dog does go through the back, and I wish like the dog could talk, because I would actually say to him, are you actually effing taking the piss?
So you need to get him the Doug Day's collars.
As he's talking to my other neighbour, who I know better.
Yes.
My dog, behind his back, decides to, on his grass.
Oh, no.
After she does that, she looks at me as if to say, ah, gotcha. Then she runs into his garden, right? So then he turns around. It's getting dark now. Right? He says, oh, you're going in to get her. It's okay. So I'm going into the man's back garden now.
This guy's twice. He's got a, you know, he's going through a lot now. He's putting up a lot from you.
Looks a bit like Pep Guardiola.
Oh, cool.
All right, so you wouldn't really mess with him.
No.
Anyway, I knew what the dog had done.
Yeah.
But he hadn't seen it because it was dark.
Is it still there? Is it with the bags?
No, Jesus, no. So we're talking and small talk, and I was like, oh, Jesus, just go inside, will you? Come on, man, go inside. So I pretend to walk away.
Yeah.
He's no blinds in his house yet. They've only just moved in. So he's got sheets. So
this
half the
brand
windows.
Brand new grass.
Half the windows he can see out.
Oh, dear.
So then all the lights downstairs go off. And I was like, oh, deadly. He's gone to bed. Grand. I'll sneak back. I'll go into his garden.
His back garden or his front
garden?
His
front garden.
Yeah, where the doings
just
was.
Just behind his back. Behind his back, like the neck of her. The neck, as Aoife McGregor would say. And then I took the evidence and removed it.
What if he had one of those security lights and you'd be there with a bag?
I thought about this, Jim, and I thought, do you know what? I'd rather be caught doing the right thing than for it to go on a WhatsApp group and say, hey, whoever has the dog is going around going in people's gardens. Can you make them stop?
You're that guy. Okay.
No, I'm not that guy.
No, I know, but you're the guy who went and snuck around.
Now, I could have, while he was there, said, I'm really sorry, she's awesome, but he probably wants to kill me as it is.
He's probably thinking, why did I move in here?
You know, so I didn't want to also say, by the way, sorry, could you just move out of the way there while I clean up after my dog in your garden?
So why is the dog picking this guy's house?
I have no idea.
Is it near your house?
And she's off the lead just to get a bit of exercise. She never goes near anyone else's gaff. I don't know what it is about this fella. I don't know what it is.
She just likes him. Yeah. She's taking a shine to him.
Maybe she's a thing for for lads. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So the bag, you go. What's your technique? You inside bag, inside out, and
yeah,
then,
yeah. It's not a nice.
I saw a house. I'm going to take a picture of this sign. I saw a house the other day, and it said, "Please stop putting your dog poos in bags into my garden." So people are picking up the dog poos.
Have they got a hedge or something?
Doing the and they must be fecking them over the hedge or over the gate into. That's just gross.
I don't know.
Why do people do that?
I don't know.
Like, if you go to the trouble of picking it up, why would you just stash it on top of a wall?
And even if the bag says it's biodegradable, it means for waste. It doesn't mean you can just feck it into a bush and it'll biodegrade.
You see them everywhere. You are a Muppet. If you do that, you're a Muppet. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Always have spare ones because you don't know when your dog is going to do it in someone's garden.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's good advice, Nobby. Good advice. Coming up on the show today, we will be chatting about an unusual way to track people. Kind of a scary story.
A little bit scary.
A woman who's got her Christmas lights up from the 17th of this month. Also a scary story. How I dealt with some cats. We'll have Instagram. We'll have some Dish the Dirt. It's all coming up on the show today. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104, 10 past 7, Thursday morning.
With Pogue Mahone.
I wonder, does he realise how close his name is?
Ah, I'm sure someone said so.
A turn up for the Brooks is the headline. Garth Brooks will play 5 Croke Park gigs next September. With Ed Sheeran also set for Croke Park. He's already announced one, but we think there might be another.
Jim has gone digging in the interest of concerts. There information.
There are two available nights. It was revealed a few weeks ago for Croke Park. April 23rd and April 24th, I think. Ed Sheeran has announced April 23rd. There's no way they're going to take down the rig and put up a rig for somebody else.
Couldn't do it.
They technically, I think they could, but it'd be an awful lot of palaver. Better off him just doing two nights, no?
Very surprised if he doesn't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pent up demand at the moment for everything.
So it looks like the Ed Sheeran, by the time he's announced all the gigs, he's going to announce, because it's not just Croker he's going to be playing. He will play to 400,000 people again in this country. So last concert in Croke Park took place in July 2019. So there's been a huge break. So I wonder, are the ones that they didn't do in, you know, during the thing, we won't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
During the thing, because they didn't do any, are they going to double up and like stick it to the residents?
I think you've always would have done two anyway, for him.
What I would do is I would stick £100 for every gig in the letterbox of all the neighbouring houses. For every gig. So if there's 10 gigs, 10 envelopes, each house, nobody's going to complain. Job done.
I'm going to give Croke Park's capacity at 75,000, because let's say behind the hill or whatever, there isn't room when there's a gig on. Let's multiply that by 5. Why is there almost 400,000 people in this country who want to go see that man?
Well, a lot of them, I'd say you can get 100,000 at least, will go multiple times.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever you're into.
There won't be a spud peeled in Ireland that night, or the other four.
Now, my sister has been to see...
She has not.
Garth Brooks years ago, back when he was a young man, when like had hits in the chart and everything. And she said it was incredible. Like, he puts on a good show. Now, she also listens to questionable music.
Us?
She listens to us, yeah. But she listens, like, you know, she's always liked sort of soppy stuff, you know. She's a lady.
Yeah. She likes
she loves Ed Sheeran as well, so she'll go to that if she can. But she has been to see him and said it was amazing and it was a really good night.
It's shocking.
I know.
We didn't win the lotto last night, and nor did you, because nobody won. It's going to be 18 million on Saturday.
But here's the thing, right? Several people in Ireland got 5 numbers and they only got 1,100 and something.
Good enough for them. We want the jackpot to stay big.
Yeah, but like, if you get 5 numbers, it should be more than that.
5 plus 1, I think you need to get something decent.
And... So. Fair play to, is it Dublin Traffic Reports? What's the name of the Twitter account? Dublin Live.
Dublin Live Drive.
Dublin Live, I can't remember. This story has gone worldwide because, yes, Live Drive, so big up to Live Drive.
Live Drive, yeah.
A traffic service for Dublin, this story has gone around the world now.
I want to see the screen they have.
Broke terrible news last night that anyone leaving work at 5 and heading for the North Circular was in for a long commute. It was a grimly reported, but they had a little sort of a punchline. They said, the busiest we've ever seen in a long time, even pre-lockdown, this would be a major day. Expect major delays by car or 6 minutes by cycle. So what they're doing now is they'll tell you how long you're going to be stuck in your car for, and then they'll tell you how long you'd be sailing by on a bike.
Yeah, and they're very good.
Most journeys, most people who are listening right now are probably doing longer journeys because of the time. But most people's journeys are quite short. If you're on a bike, you would get there much faster than being stuck in traffic.
Apparently, on your bike.
Apparently Donnybrook is an app, like, it was always been bad.
I whizzed through Donnybrook on a bike, yeah.
But Donnybrook now is a complete meltdown.
And that went worldwide just because they tweeted how quick it'd be on a bike.
Well, this is their new thing. So other traffic services are going around the world going, oh yeah, we should do that as well.
Yeah, they're very good. I may sometimes have a little sneaky look at their tweets before I bring in the traffic.
Well, you never told us.
Because there's a shh, I can't.
Well, well done, Live Drive.
Well done to you. Take the day off.
International. The French are
Although, don't take the day
Why
off.
Did we not think of that?
Ah, to the tell French couldn't be bothered.
How fast to go on bikes? Well, the French have been on their
French
bikes.
French aren't bothered anything.
The bike system in Paris is world class. They're world leaders. We need to take a leaf out of their book.
Their French book. Okay.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, no. It's 7:15 on F104. How are you? Google Maps does that as well. I don't think it's specific to tell you about bikes, though, is it? It's just like a red line.
You can switch it to bike and walk and all that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know that, all right. Oh, whoa.
Sharon Horgan, I was telling you about her. She looks set to become the busiest woman on TV after signing up to co-write, star and executive produce a new dark comedy. Everything that she's been in has been really funny.
It's great to see an Irish person and an Irish woman at that.
Oh, she's completely owning it. Yeah,
you know,
so
it's great.
The untitled series on Apple TV follows the lives of the Garvey sisters, who are bound together by their premature death of their parents and a promise to protect one another.
All right, keep it light, Jim.
I know, but that's a lot of comedies start with a dark place, like the one she did with Aisling Bea. Aisling Bea's not well. She's got depression and stuff like that, and she's not feeling good. And she's checking out of rehab, a clinic, and that's how it starts. And, you know, a lot of laughs. But
things get better from there.
Very serious subject matter. Very funny, though.
Yeah.
Motherland, the thing she co-wrote with Graham Linehan, absolutely hilarious.
So what's her record? What was her first big break?
Catastrophe, hilarious. I don't know, but everything she touches turns to gold. We absolutely, if we can get her. She's only just finished appearing on the second series of This Way Up. That's the one with Aisling Bea. Fantastic. Really recommend that. And the pandemic lockdown comedy drama together with James McAvoy. Of course, she was in that as well. She's in loads of things. So anyway.
Fair play to her.
Fair play to her. She's
keep it rocking.
Apple TV have got their hands on her now. More gold.
We need more people on board with the old Apple TV, because, you know, it's no secret that Netflix is bigger. I didn't say Amazon Prime is bigger. So remind us again, if you just discovered you had this by going into your iTunes account.
I upgraded my phone.
Yeah. Because a lot of times they don't tell you these things, the upgrade companies, the mobile networks.
Well, they upgraded my phone and it was like, you get this, this and this, and you get a year subscription to Apple TV. And at that time, I didn't think anything of it because there wasn't anything I wanted to watch. There is now.
Are you still in the free go of it?
No.
So, much?
I think it's $5.99, I think, a month now. But it was free for over a year and a bit. They extended it during lockdown as well.
Right.
So I got about a year and a half nearly out of it.
It was pretty decent of them.
And I watched The Morning Show, which is fantastic. There's a movie I'm going to recommend, a Podgy's TV Guide, tomorrow that I'm watching on it.
And it went from there.
Yeah, it's class.
Grand. In a few minutes' time, we'll tell you on Dish the Dirt, probably, Lana Del Rey is having a row with Lord. She's accusing of borrowing my material.
Right.
Please cease and desist. Or maybe just give me public acknowledgement. May not get that serious. She should give Sheeran a shout. He has bit of experience in this area,
and I got some expert advice on what to do with a naughty cat,
right?
Without upsetting the cat or harming the cat in any way.
Did you buy that Super Soaker yet?
No, I'm not going to go down that road.
Okay,
that was one of the bits of advice. I'll tell you about it in a while. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104, 7:37. So as you know, I was having an incident with a naughty cat. Officer Miami has left my house. He got married. He used to sort these things out for me. But there's a naughty cat. He's a big fluffy cat. And he's been coming and doing his business. Out the back.
Not the crack.
Not the crack. And I've seen him sitting around, sitting on the wall. And I've approached him in a kind of stalky way, as if I'm going to jump at him.
What do you reckon his name is?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say something.
What does he look like?
He's big and he's kind of white and orange and brown and very fluffy. He's a lovely cat. Like, I like cats.
I reckon his name could be Polly.
Could be called, but let's call him Polly. And Polly, when he sees me coming towards him, I'm supposed to be frightening him, but he just wags his tail at me. And then when I'm not looking, he jumps down. Sometimes he tries to come in the house, and sometimes he'll leave a little
present
for me on the grass.
See, I think you have a harmless face. He probably knows you're not a threat.
I don't think cats look at harmless faces and decide he's harmless. Anyway,
they're cleverer than you think.
Well, he's right. I am harmless. I'm not going to hurt him. But then I looked up what to do, and I've asked a few cat experts what to do with cats who are coming in your garden and leaving messages.
Now, dog is a good solution, but a bit of a commitment.
Yeah. So like some of the things that, when I looked up, you can buy things that are really nasty, things that hurt their paws. And I wouldn't do that. Like, you buy these spiky things that go in the ground, so when they jump down off a wall, it's just horrible. That's cruel. Like, so one person who is a cat lover has suggested I get a super soaker and squirt them.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
I don't know if that'll bother the cat either, really, you know.
Well, this guy is a big cat owner, and he said if I saw somebody squirting my cat with water, it'd be fine.
Now, you've tried the bottle thing on the side in the grass. That
haven't tried
work.
That. I've haven't tried that yet.
That's an old wives' Elwyn tale.
Now, I have tried bits of lemon out in the grass.
How did that go?
That seems to have worked.
Is there coffee suggested as well?
Coffee grounds, by the way.
Slugs don't like them.
Never throw out your coffee grounds. They really help everything. If you're growing anything, you throw that in. Anyway, coffee grounds, lemon juice, lavender. That's the one I've been told. Get some lavender. There's loads of it around. Lamp it into a bottle of water, shaky, shaky, and then spray it all around the place. They hate the smell of lavender.
Right.
At least
you can also plant some lavender, Jim, you know?
I have lavender grown at the front, but I don't have it grown at the back.
Right.
I don't really like the smell of lavender.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, that's what to do. But, like, there's so many cruel suggestions of, like, putting glass on tops of walls and no, I'm not doing that. He's a nice cat.
Yeah, he just would rather he'd start defecating in your back garden.
Yeah, so I mean, look, there's Inky now, listen to us in an airport, who's an animal expert. Inky, please let us know what we should do with the
bold. Did you not get a garden sprinkler?
A garden sprinkler?
Yeah.
What's that do?
Well, it sprinkles water everywhere. They don't like rain, like same as dogs.
Right, okay. Yeah, I have a sprinkler, yeah, I can have a little look.
I know you can't turn it on all day.
Well, if I
is there a particular time?
If I keep the grass wet.
Is he regular, like?
I've been told he must be a tomcat and he's marking his territory. That's why he's not afraid of me.
Well, go and mark his owner's territory.
The lady cats would be, they'd be pegging it off if they saw me coming, but this fella's just like, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it, Curly?
Okay, well, look, let us know. So what are you going to... So you've tried lemon, you're not sure?
Lemons, last few days, there's been no messages.
If you just got him a litter tray and left it in the corner with that...
No. I don't encourage him to stay.
I know, but...
I want to stay friends with the cat.
Maybe he really likes your music. Maybe he hears the funk coming
like,
in every day.
If he listens to the show, this cat should know. I've fed the stray cats down the car park.
Oh, you did, yeah. Have you still left those packets of pepperoni or whatever they are?
Yeah, I'm a friend-o cat. So, like, don't come pooing in my garden.
Don't come pooing in my garden.
I mean, surely they should have a little address book, you know, in their top pocket. All cats and go, they'll see the number of my house and go, oh, he's a friend.
If you could get close,
he's friendly with cats.
Might be a little tag.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You could find out whose number's on it.
If he just... you see, he doesn't want to get to know me. He's a cat. Anyway, if he knew, if he only knew.
It must be something in your garden that he prefers than in anyone else's garden.
He might be doing it in everyone else's garden. He might be...
He can't have that much to...
He's always up and, down, he's up and down the wall of everyone's gardens. So I don't
he's
know who
owns it. A fertiliser machine.
Anyway. I'm in his patch and I need to just gently persuade him to feck off.
If you've also suffered from a cat not fecking off, please offer your advice now on 087-679-7104. We'd really appreciate it, especially Jim.
But I couldn't believe it when I looked up the amount of really nasty products there are that are illegal. To make cats go
same
away.
Same with those training collars for dogs. And yeah, there's lots of things that aren't that very nice. People just aren't that nice animals, Jim. Or humans. We're a strange breed. Coming up in addition, why has Little Mix been slagging off Noel Gallagher? He's old enough to be our dad.
Wow.
And Christine from Selling Sunset has got news on the next series, which isn't too far away.
Rihanna celebrates her Savage X Fenty Volume 3 show in LA on September the 21st with a star-studded red carpet ahead of a runway show. Here is the promo for the event with Rihanna shouting Savage at the end.
Savage!
Savage!
That's it.
Denise Chyla has been announced to play the 30 Olympia. She'll be playing the 30 Olympia. That's her first time she's going to headline it.
It is her first time, yeah. That's so. A big gig. Well, at the Gavin James gig in Clamainham during the summer, she said that I'm used to playing to 200 people.
Yeah.
And there was more than that at that. So I'd imagine this would be her biggest gig.
Any artist's first time playing the 30 Olympia, you need to go...
The what? Sorry?
The 30 Olympia. You need to go and see them play there because it's always been... Traditionally, when it was the Olympia... It was always like a highlight of their career. Now, the 30 Olympia, I would imagine, would be just as big.
For those of you who haven't seen the sign, it's kind of like the posh spires where they have the black and then the gold writing of the spire. That's what they've done with the three Olympia.
30 Olympia.
30 Olympia. 30 Olympia. You'll be limping if you don't stop. Rag and Bone Man is very upset. He has a nice big house. Why wouldn't he? He's 36, somewhere in the UK, and it's in East Sussex. That seems to be where...
That's where we interviewed us, at the back of his house.
Yeah, it was a nice gaff. Anyway, so some builders have come along and they want to build 34 houses at the back of his gaff. He's not having it.
Well, it's because you're recording there and everything. You can't have people playing in their gardens and him screaming into his microphone in his shed.
I'm sure that'll be soundproof, but the headline is, I'm only fuming after all.
Good.
He's tweeting about it. They're cutting down 50 trees. They're destroying wildlife. I don't want to leave the area, but if the planning goes ahead... I'm out of here.
A Game of Thrones Irish star said he needed protection from crazed fans who swarmed him as he bought underpants. Liam Cunningham.
Oh, would you get over yourself, Liam?
You recall?
There is no way young ones are hounding you while you're in TK Maxx buying your jocks.
The Dublin River Gold producer had to hire extra security to protect the cast in Spain as he was in there buying underpants.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
We had to fly additional security out. I was trying to buy, as we call them on the north side, a pair of jocks. And I remember walking out the door and a security jumping up. And he was an ex-cop from the north. He's a lovely guy. His name is Steve. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to go to the shop and buy some jocks. He said, I'll come with you. There was people everywhere in H&M. I was trying to purchase my trunks and they were trying to get a piece of...
Is the most made-up story of 2020.
Game of Trunks is the headline. It happened.
Jade is slagging off Noel Gallagher. Why? Let's find out.
Didn't Noel slag you off?
Noel did.
Did he?
Which is a real shame because, as you know, I'm a big fan of high-flying birds shitting on his.
In your face, Gallagher! What did he say?
Something about that we were undeserving of the Brit Award and because we're women and we do write music, but he thinks we don't write music. Yeah, shame really, because, you know, we are definitely, like, the most successful girl group in the country, but he's not even the most successful performer in his family. So,
she's well out for him. If you missed her, by the way, she was on our show this week. She'll be on the Best Of Saturday Morning. She's on the podcast right now.
And they think the Kanye West has bought a bachelor pad because after his divorce. He splashed out 50 million on a Malibu beach house earlier this week.
50 million.
That's like pocket change.
That's disgusting.
The fancy home was designed by a Japanese architect. He's said to have three-story property in for minimalists, and it's close enough to his children for the school run as well.
Oh, he's a real minimalist, all right, can't he?
50 million gaff by the sea.
50 seaside. Million.
That's his bachelor pad.
Has to work.
As everyone is aware now of the iconic Tommy Bow blunder, where he was chatting away and he was introducing, well, his co-presenter was introducing an author to come on and talk about a book. And I don't know how it happened, but of course, it was a very sad storyline in the book. And he shouted out, blurted out, 10 siblings!
10!
Who lost their mum when they were only 5. And then he was like, oh. So everyone knows that clip. It's gone worldwide. It's massive. It's just like, it's the most Alan Partridge thing that ever happened on Irish TV, I think. Anyway, it's not the only time it's ever happened.
No.
Here's the evidence.
Welcome back to Ireland AM.
With me, ex-Ireland international Tommy Bow.
I think you don't have to say that every time, Tommy.
I played rugby and I was great.
And then you joined Ireland AM. Anyway, coming up in Ireland AM, we're going to be talking about a fluffy rabbit called Bouncer.
Ah, I love rabbits. They're my favourite rabbits.
And the harrowing story of how he was shot dead by his owner's neighbour. That's coming up in Ireland AM.
Oh.
Stay with us.
Right.
Were you not at the pre-production meeting, Tommy?
I don't go. I'm in the changing room just flexing.
Coming up after 11 a.m, we're going to be talking to comedian Larry Jazz.
Oh, great. Can't wait for a big laugh. He's sure to have us rolling in the aisles.
And about how he had to tragically give up comedy because he rolled down a hill and fell into a well and was trapped there for several years in the dark.
Oh, he actually rolled down?
Yep.
I should really go to those meetings, shouldn't I?
Lovely day out there, Tommy.
Absolutely sterling. I've got the guns out there, girls. Check them out.
Well, if you're lucky enough, you got away this summer, but coming up, we're going to be talking about going on holidays in the west of Ireland.
Ah, there's nothing better than getting the family out in the west of Ireland, in the sunshine, me strutting along the beach with me guns out.
And the harrowing story of one family's cottage that slid off a cliff and into the sea, where they were stung by jellyfish and then arrested for polluting the sea with the cottage.
Really?
And now they're in prison. Jeez. Yes, really, Tommy.
Oh no, I've done another Tommy. That's what they're going to say. Yes, you've done a Tommy Bow.
You've done a Tommy Bow.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I should really rehearse.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie car insurance. Empowering Irish women every day. Visit MissQuote.ie.
So the highest score of the week so far is 8. We've had a 6 and a 5 already this week. We haven't had a 10 for a number of weeks now. We're looking for it. Where is that 10 going to come from?
We've come close in the last little week or two.
Very close. Yesterday, Rachel got 8.
Good morning, Gary.
How are you?
How are you, Gary?
Gary.
Where are you going, Gary?
I'm just out going to work.
What do you do?
I work in stores.
You work in stores?
In the stores?
Yeah.
What do you
in
store?
In a big warehouse. All household items and stuff like that.
Can you drive a forklift?
No. Well, I can, but we don't in the job.
All right.
Is it very high ceilings in the stores?
High enough, yeah.
Good. Do you have to wear a high-vis jacket when you're going around?
No, there's only 3 of us there and there's no heavy machinery around, so it's grand.
Right, okay. Who are the other two, Gary?
Anton, Peter. They're probably listening at the minute.
Anton, Peter and Gary.
Good morning, yeah. Lads.
The lads.
The three wise men.
Well, Anton's been on the show before and so have I, but I think he's got a 7 and I've got an 8, so I have the better record at the minute.
All right.
Oh wow, okay. So
back for more, okay.
Let's do it. Come on, Gary. €1,000 today.
Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Gouda and Edam. Edam are types of what?
Cheese.
What is 64 divided by 8?
8.
On what continent is Sudan?
Sudan. Africa.
What's the name of the nostalgic RTE show that focuses on a different year in each episode?
Real and Years.
True or false, Gok Wan's mother is called Al.
False.
Was Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol in Game of Thrones? Sorry, Jim, I haven't a clue what that question means.
Was Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol in Game of Thrones or 30 Rock? He was in one of them.
Right.
30 Rock.
What was the name of Gotye's big 2011 worldwide hit song?
Somebody That I Used to Know.
Well, Rockstar had to cancel his Belfast gig that's happening, was meant to be happening this weekend, after falling out of a helicopter.
Liam Gallagher.
What nationality is the actor Gerard Butler?
Scottish.
And the River Laggan flows through what city?
Laggan.
Laggan. Bubbles.
Jesus. I have absolutely no idea. Cardiff.
Is that the only question, Jim?
No.
Okay.
Gary Lightbody, sorry, Nobby, I had the
That's all right, Jim. You were doing your homework in class.
I was. I changed it up. So Gary Lightbody was in Game of Thrones.
Doing what?
He was in it. He was a musician in it. So was Will Goodbody, or what's his name? Will, what's his name from Coldplay?
Will Goodbody. Yeah, that's him. Yeah. The Economist. Economist was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Because they were really worried about money.
Will Champion from Layman's. Coldplay. Yeah. Will Champion from Coldplay was in there. Ed Sheeran was in there. Loads of musicians were in Game of Thrones, so that was wrong. He wasn't in 30 Rock. And Belfast is where the Laggan flows through. Gokwan's mother, I wish her name was Elwan.
Yes, that one got me. Elwan.
So is it a 7 or an 8?
It's an 8.
Ah, no way.
Not too shabby.
Anyways, thanks, lads.
Very close again, Gary.
Cheers, boys.
All right, good luck. Bye bye.
All the best to the lads.
In the stars.
In the stars.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy. Sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Johnny Depp says the cancel culture is so far out of hand. He says no one is safe. He was talking to about various things that have happened in his life over the last few years. He's been in Spain for this year's San Sebastian Film Festival. Fancy.
Nice.
And he's received a Lifetime Achievement Award for his movie career. Here's what he said.
But I believe that if you are armed with the truth, then that's all you need. It doesn't matter if a judgment per se has taken some artistic license. No, when there's an injustice, whether it's against you or someone you love or someone you believe in, stand up. Don't sit down. Don't sit down on them, you know, because they need you.
Escape the Undertaker. Can the New Day survive the surprises that the Undertaker's spooky mansion? It's up for you to decide in the fate of this interactive WWE-themed special.
I've spent a lifetime studying the dark arts and uncovered many unnatural forces, but none compare to the Urn's powers.
Excuse me, Undertaker. It's your boys, the
New Day!
My urn loves to consume the souls of the good.
We want to add the power of the urn to the power of positivity, because then we'd be unstoppable.
What'd I tell you?
Uncle Taker! Hey!
My urn will force you to confront your deepest, darkest
Fear.
And Glow Up Ireland is back tonight. Its makeup artist put to the test. The theme for this week is drag, and it's halfway point of the competition.
And of course features Armora.
Yes, so if you're watching it, it's drag night.
She sits in the chair, she tells you what you think of your makeup, and then you go off and reapply it. Powder your nose. That was my take on it anyway. It may not actually be like that.
It's the cake off, only cake your face up.
Cakes and makeup.
I don't want to scare you or anything, but I'm gonna.
But.
Here we go. A woman has been terrified after discovering someone had hidden a tracker on her car. She was left shaken and scared after her cousin found an Apple AirTag hidden behind the registration plate of her car.
This is handy to do now if you have a nice car, but I don't think insurance companies will accept it. But you can have a tracker in your car with an old phone
to see where you're going
for about 40 quid a year.
Have you done this?
No.
You tracked your own cars?
I don't have a car.
She still has no idea who put it there or why. There's plenty of reasons people would want to track people they know. A woman was left terrified after discovering that someone... So she got an alert on her phone that nearby there was an Apple AirTag. Why? Where would you get an Apple AirTag?
At the Apple store would be a good start, Jim.
So she paired... Her and her cousin tried to find it. So they're searching the car. I couldn't find this.
If you use the Find My Phone, then you can...
But is it not Find My Phone, not your own device? This is somebody else's Apple AirTag.
It's all linked to your account, yeah.
But this is somebody hidden this in on her car. Nothing to do with her. Nothing to do with her account.
Oh, well, then I don't know why she was searching, but the person who put it there would know.
So it came up in her Bluetooth. There was another Apple... There's an Apple AirTag here.
Which sometimes happens in traffic, but it should go away then.
But if you're in the middle of nowhere and there's an Apple AirTag, you're being tagged. So anyway, they found it behind her number plate. So somebody really wanted to hide it. And she said, I was shaking. Look what I just found in my car. Her cousin then showed on the app that her phone reveals the device that we tracked her car's every stop. In a later video that she put up, Ashley explained she discovered the tracker and her cousin's girlfriend got a notification that an AirTag had been detected nearby. I was hanging out with my cousin's girlfriend and the next thing you know, you get a notification. Which completely freaked her out.
Wasn't the cousin, was it? Hanging out with the cousin's girlfriend.
It says first seen at 7:34, that's when they put it on my car. Then it then said play sound, which is what we did. And this is how we were able to detect where it was on my car. She added that she plans to contact Apple with the details of the tag and hoping to find out who it belongs to.
Don't give the information.
Well, the police would be more interested.
You're going to police, yeah. We're going to Apple.
But here's the thing.
What?
I was saying to you off air, I knew some of this. I knew you could tag people. I knew you could hide put stuff on. You could just an old phone, yeah. You stick it down the back of your car.
Yeah.
And you can go on Google Maps and see where that car is.
I don't know why you necessarily would want to do that.
If you were married and your marriage wasn't going well, or you suspected your other half was doing things they shouldn't be doing or going places they're saying they're not going.
Tracker in the backer.
They're tracking you, potentially, with your own device.
Yeah.
If your other half, right, has your ID and password, they can then access where you are at all times.
All times.
They can turn it back on, even if you turned it off.
But if you're doing those things with each other, you're probably, I don't know.
It's not a good place.
It's a bit messy.
But if they do know your passwords, now, the way to get out of this is to go in and change your passwords and don't tell your other half. You change them. But they can. So a lot of people, during divorce proceedings, have found out that their other half has been tracking where they're going to try and find out what they're up to with their own phone.
Do we know the outcome of this story?
No, she doesn't know.
Does she know who it was?
No, she's going to contact.
Or why?
No, she doesn't know. This is the freaky thing. Like, if the number one suspect, if somebody was tracking you, would be a really nosy person maybe at work. Why would they bother? Yeah. Or somebody that you're having a relationship with and they don't trust you and they want to know where you're going.
That's also true. If someone logs into your Find My Phone from another phone, the person gets a notification to say someone else logged in. That sometimes comes up, and it comes up with a map of Dublin, and it'll show you even where they are. Is this you? And you can say, no.
What?
But still, yeah, I mean, there's never been more technology available to people, to weirdos, to track you, yeah.
There's also the thing of the security in houses. You can let yourself into a house. You might live there and you go bip, 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 bip. And every time you go into the house, there could be a hidden camera in the house and somebody might ring you and go, are you home? No, I'm not. I'm not here. But they can see that you got there half an hour earlier from various devices, various cameras.
Yeah, but you're thinking of weird scenarios here.
I'm doing weirdos. Freaky music. Yeah, weirdos.
All right, well, do a sweep of your car if you reckon your fella's a bit of a psycho.
Why is it always the fellas?
Ah, it's generally the fellas. It's just...
Some of the ladies are crazy.
Okay, alright, okay.
Crazy.
This is giving me anxiety, the conversation.
They're watching you.
Alright, Jim. Can I play this music?
Can you play what music? No, you can't. I suppose you can under the circumstances, yeah.
The circumstances, exactly, yeah.
Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Let's introduce a lady who we spoke to already. I can't believe it was a year ago, but it was a year ago.
Yeah.
And there's quite a lot has changed in her life in the last 12 years because She's moved house.
How are you, Anita?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Where did you live when we spoke to you last year?
Clymore Road.
Right, and where did you move to?
I've moved to Talla.
Talla. Okay, so you've brought your unusual, unique, traditional ways with you to Talla.
I have.
And while the people of Bally are probably gotten used to you, the people...
They have, but a few people posted on Facebook yesterday, oh, when are you putting decorations up? I was like, I have them up already, but I've actually moved. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to Mr. Adrian Park looking at the house.
So, Anita, tell us, what day did you put your Christmas decorations up in Talla?
I put them up on Friday. Well, some up on Friday, put the Christmas tree up on Friday, and I didn't do outside till yesterday.
The 17th of September, Anita?
Well, the 17th, though. Well, it was just a tree, a few bits inside.
The tree went up on the 17th of September?
It did. Now, we didn't put any lights or anything on, because we didn't want the neighbours giving out. I said, no, we'll wait for a few more days.
So there's no lights up? Are the lights up yet? No.
Yeah, no, the lights are everywhere, but I just didn't switch them on.
Oh, there is now, Jim. There's a stop sign.
They were up last night.
The lights are on and Anita is home.
So two of the F104 elves went out to Anita's house last night and videoed all of this. And if you want to go have a look at it, it's on our Instagram or TikTok.
Crossy and Emma went. And what did they do in your house, Anita?
Oh, they just had a little train on going around the tree. So they just come in and took pictures. All the neighbours on the road, all the kids are out singing Happy Christmas and we wish you a Merry Christmas. All the parents are giving out saying, oh, it's Halloween first. Don't be talking about Christmas. Now they're all talking about what they want off Auntie.
Yeah, you know it's over 40 days to Halloween.
Oh, I know. Well, I was going to do Halloween again this year and I said, no, you know, it's only for one day where Christmas is a build-up. So,
it's a build-up, all right. 3 month build-up, a quarter of the year.
93 days now.
Not that you're counting. And what do the Californians think of you? Do they think you're great or do they think you're absolutely bonkers?
Oh, some of them were like, oh, the kids are going to their planes. They were up yesterday. I was putting them up and they were going home to their own house. Some of them don't live here. And the mothers were playing Halloween songs. They're like, no, we want Christmas songs in the car. So they're all like, I'm going to kill you for putting up the Christmas decorations.
Oh, God.
Well, but I'm originally from this road, and anyway, like my parents live up the road, they're only like 15 houses away from me.
Ah, so you're going, you're like E.T.
Back to my own. So everybody knows me on the road, so that's a good thing.
Well,
we can't be giving out about me.
No, I'll tell you the flip side of this now, Anita, right? When I was a little fella, I used to walk to school with my ma. And this garden near my school had these garden gnomes. And I used to look over the wall at these garden gnomes. She had loads of these garden gnomes. And I used to look over the garden gnomes. I've never forgotten it. So the kids of Talla are never going to forget you.
Oh, stop. I know some of the parents are like, I can't even walk past your house because I'm right beside the school.
But they're gonna have happy memories of passing
your
house.
So the school kids are like, they're stopping and they can't get them to school.
There you go. So it's good vibes.
It is, yeah.
But for everyone else, you're mad.
We mean that in the nicest
possible
way.
We'll see what the neighbours say. The lights were only on last night, so we'll see.
Yeah. The lights are
what
on, all right.
Towards the end of the week.
Well,
they're giving out.
And who, have you got your presents bought and everything?
No, I have a few bits for the kids, so.
Yeah.
A few bits wrapped.
Right.
And you really
ramp
it up.
Go under the tree, but sir.
Don't you start wearing, like, all the different aprons and everything with the Santa Claus on them and near the neck?
Oh, we have everything. I have all the hats down. The kids had all the hats on them last night inside in the garden. I had them all for them, all ready for them. Well, the one of the kids, Ben, he had his Christmas pyjamas on. We let fella put his Christmas pyjamas on going to bed last night.
And if you walk and say through Woody's or somewhere and you see like a light up Christmas tree that dances that you don't have, would you be purchasing new stuff as well?
You need to get a few more bits because I couldn't get on the ladder yet last night because it was too breezy. I said, no more luck, I'd fall off. There's
don't
a few
fall
more
off.
Lights to go up.
Now, Anita, people are messaging in saying, where is this house in Talla? I don't know if you want to give out your road. You don't have to know.
Well, it's in Springfield.
All right.
Fernwood Avenue.
Okay.
Well, look, people are looking for a cheap night out. They'll drive past your
house. It's safe. It's social distance. You can just pull up in a car.
Who wants to hit kids? Let's get in the car and drive past Anita's. Yeah.
Say it again, sorry.
It won't get too much attraction this time because it's not on a main road. It's on like a private estate, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, okay, right. So. Okay, well, maybe let the neighbours get used to it first.
Exactly, yeah. They'll be arguing at the next door. So they have, well, no, the one of the guys, now he was delighted. He's like, fair play to you.
You're not hurting anybody.
You know,
exactly.
93-day run-in, Anita. When do they come down?
Well, I would have left them up last year, only for I had to move.
What do you mean you would have left them up?
All year round, like?
Yeah. What's the point in taking them down? Jesus
Christ. There is no point, Anita. I'd leave them
up. Exactly. I know.
Wow.
Just don't turn on the lights. Just leave them on. And if I get depressed, I'll turn on the lights. So So we'll see now when I take them down. It's normally late Christmas, but we'll see. I might just go for a bit longer this year.
All right. Well, she's not moving. So
when you walk when you walk around the supermarket today and you see all the chocolate Santas already in the supermarkets, just think of Anita. She was there before them.
She's looking for the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Right, thank you for talking to us again. Look, a little reminder, if everyone's got our social channels, they're there, have a look. Thank you for letting us in last night to film it, by the way.
No problem, you're very welcome. The kids were all delighted on their own.
Good.
Yeah, a real party atmosphere, in fairness.
Yeah.
Oh no, they were singing Happy Christmas, so they'll be all over again tonight, I'd say. The parents would be giving it. Couldn't get them into bed last night to get them to sleep this morning.
Yeah, they could understand.
Well, I'd say Crossy might come back again.
I'll have the Christmas pudding ready for him.
Right. I think I can hear him leaving already. Right, thanks Anita, good luck.
No problem, thanks guys.
Not
Merry Christmas.
No!
No!
Play a Christmas song next for me. Cheer me up.
Is that four? Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.